Welcome back, Insurance Ultimate Warriors. How do you like that little throwback, Craig? You're tuned in to the Insurance Dudes podcast. You listened to the last one. You know that this is the best insurance podcast out there. All right?
You know that.
Yeah. And this is the only place where sales mastery meets psychological wizardry. What do you think of that?
Yeah.
Insurance dudes are on a mission to escape being handcuffed by our agencies.
How? By uncovering the secrets to creating a predictable, consistent, and profitable agency sales machine.
I am Craig Pretziger.
I am Jason Feltman.
We are agents.
We are insurance dudes.
I'm your host, Jason Feltman, the deal whisperer, as they call me.
And I'm your co-host, Craig, the sales sage Pretziger. Today, we're diving deep into the, I had to say it with my news anchor voice. Yeah. Today, we're diving deep into the fascinating world of sales psychology and exploring the subtle techniques that can help you create unbreakable connections with your prospects. And tell you what, it's going to skyrocket your insurance sales.
That's right, Mr. Craig. Huh. But before we get into the nitty gritty, let me ask you a question. Right? That's how we do the...
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Have you ever been in a sales conversation where it feels like you and the prospect are just not on the same page? Like you're speaking a different language, perhaps?
Oh, you mean like when we were reading Amy's article?
Yeah.
Absolutely. It's like you're trying to sell them on the benefits of the gourmet meal, but they're only interested in the price of a fast food burger.
Oh, exactly. And that's where the power of psychological techniques comes in. By understanding how your prospect thinks, feels, and communicates, you can create the level of rapport and trust that's deeper than any sales script.
Ooh. That's right, Mr. Jason. We're going to overlap with a couple of the pieces from last week because they were so, so powerful.
Love
and,
it.
And they're so persuasive. In these situations. And those words I'm saying just don't make any sense, but that's all right. Let's look at the first one. It's matching and mirroring. Remember this one?
I do.
Okay. So this is where you subtly adjust your body language. We're saying it over and over because it's that important. The tone of your language, even your breathing. And when we're talking on the phone, these things still matter. It's going to create that instant connection and it's on a subconscious level.
Yeah. It's like a secret handshake that bypasses the logical mind and taps straight into the emotional brain. Because remember, emotion sells. And speaking of language, another game-changing technique is a reframing.
That's right. And we brought this up before because it's that important. They're always important, right? But you're going to implement what we practice if that's what we're doing. So reframing. It's the art of turning a perceived negative into a positive. For example, they say it's too expensive. You might reframe it by saying, you're right. It does have a higher price, but that's because it provides the most comprehensive coverage in the market and it ensures that you and your family are going to be fully protected.
Boom! Suddenly, the price isn't a drawback. It's a sign of value and peace of mind. And that brings us to another potent technique, and that's anchoring.
Anchoring, which we didn't bring up and we needed to bring up.
Right.
So it's all about creating positive associations. So if you're consistently using a particular phrase like financial security in the context of your conversation, or eventually this prospect is going to start to associate those good feelings with your offering.
Yep. It's also a NLP technique, right? Very neuro-linguistic processing. Well, anyways, it's like the sales version of Pavlov's dog. Ring the bell of financial security enough times and your prospects will be salivating.
Mr. Jason, that is one way to put it and I like it. But what about those times when a prospect's words say one thing and their body language says another?
That's where sensory acuity comes in.
Right.
By paying close attention to your prospect's nonverbal cues. You can pick up on subtle signs of resistance or engagement and adjust your approach accordingly.
So it's kind of like having a secret decoder ring for human behavior. If you see your prospect crossing their arms or leaning away, that's a sign to change your tactics.
100%. Absolutely, Mr. Craig. And one of the most effective ways to shift a prospect's state is through future pacing. What is future pacing? Well, that's what I'm going to tell you. And why am I going to tell you? Because you just asked me. This is where you vividly describe the positive outcomes they'll be experiencing by working with you and your team.
You know, one of the things in life that brings me great joy is when you say vividly, Mr. Jason.
Oh, well, I'm glad I said it then.
Do you want to know why?
Yeah, well, I do.
It's like you're painting a picture of their ideal future when you're using the word vividly.
Mm.
You're inviting them to step into it. For example, you might say, imagine waking up every day with the peace of mind that comes from knowing your family is protected no matter what. That's what our policy can provide for you.
And as they imagine that future, the future with Mr. Craig, they start to associate those positive feelings with you and your offering. This is true stuff. It's a powerful way to create desire and urgency without being pushy. Nobody likes the pushy person.
No, that's the beauty of these psychological techniques, Mr. Jason. They allow you to influence and to persuade in a way that feels natural and authentic, both to you and to the prospect.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And the best part is anyone can learn and apply these techniques.
Anyone?
Yes, it just takes practice and willingness to step outside of your comfort zone.
100%. But for our listeners who are ready to take their sales skills to the next level, way to wreck the call to action, we've got a special treat.
Ooh, that is right, Mr. Craig. For a limited time, we're offering our exclusive Sales Psychology Mastery Course at a massive discount. This comprehensive program dives deep into the techniques we've discussed today, as well as many others, and shows you exactly how to apply them in your insurance sales conversations.
Now, I think you've oversold it a little bit, Mr. Jason. It's not really a course. It's more like a handout with 10 things on it. It's really good, though.
It
could be more or less turned into a course. And guess what? We're going to throw it. You get it for free.
Ooh, I love it.
Yeah, do you?
I love it. And this isn't just a bunch of theory and fluff. Ugh, who likes fluff? This course is packed with practical, real-world examples and exercises that will transform the way you sell insurance. We guarantee it.
Yep. So what you can do, we're going to throw the link down in the show notes. You can just click on it and you're going to download the cheat sheet for the 10 psychological triggers for insurance sales. And it is solid. You can use all of them. Really good for your daily meetings.
That's right. That's right. This handy guide summarizes the key techniques we've covered today and gives you even more examples of how to use them in your sales conversations.
Yep. So that's all for today. Remember, mastering the psychology of sales is the key to building deeper relationships, closing more deals, and creating a thriving insurance agency.
So get out there, teach your team this, and you guys start practicing these techniques. And if you need any help along the way, you know where to find us. But until next time,
this
is Jason and Craig signing off. Keep selling, keep smiling, and keep unlocking the power of your mind. Oh,